I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Jamie Green. She's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy, and we talked about balance and fall prevention. Here's more with Jamie Green.
Falls in general, and they are the leading cause of injury for older adults. And I believe the statistics I just found recently said that if you're over 65, one in three adults falls and does cause an injury to their body. So we want to talk about prevention and things you can do to help yourself from falling, and especially outside with the ice. So a couple little tips that might help.
Well, what are some of the key things? What should you work on to make sure that your balance is better?
Sure. The key things to stay on top of are your vision. Always make sure if you are wearing prescription glasses that they're up to date and they're the proper prescription, because we heavily rely on our vision to maintain our balance. That's the number one thing.
Wow, I got to stop you right there. I guess it seems obvious, but it didn't cross my mind in the sense of what we're thinking about, you know, like better footwear or something or whatever. But I guess you got to see where you're going.
Right. And the footwear is also important. But number one thing of input to our brains to tell us where we are in space, or our proprioception, where we are, is our vision.
Okay.
So if you, and that's an easy test to do, is if you're balancing, close your eyes and see how you're how you do then. It gets much, much harder when you're
That's
not taking
true.
In the visual perception.
That's
so
true.
Vision's number one. Exercise is number two. Staying
okay.
active. Finding something you enjoy to do and staying with it. And number three, some home or outdoor management, we call it. Little things you can do. Making sure you have good grips on the bottom of your shoes. If they aren't very grippy, there's those little attachments you can get now that have actual little spikes on them. You can, they slide right on and off your shoes. So especially when it's icy, those are nice things to have, because it does break into the ice and give you a little more
right.
traction.
At this time of year now, we're dealing with that, especially this morning in some areas around the area region that have some stuff from yesterday's melt off that have frozen. That's obvious, but this goes year round. I mean, this is definitely to think about this even in the summer months.
Yeah, we want to think about it all the time. The other things that you can do, simple things at home, pick up loose carpets. If you have loose carpets around the house that aren't tacked to the floor or stuck to the floor, if they slide when you put your foot on them, pick them up. Or get something to stick them down, because that's another reason how you can easily slip. Absorbent carpets in front of the kitchen sink or outside of the bathtub where water would collect or spill, because water on tile, we all know how slippery that can get. So there are little things that you can do to manage and improve your ability to stay on your feet and not fall.
We're talking with Jamie Green. She's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy, getting an Active Physical Therapy update this morning. And we're talking about balance and fall prevention. A lot of that kind of all sounds to kind of tie into getting ready for it, but I think also having your body ready for it. You mentioned the exercise factor. That's things like, you know, having good core strength and things like that, isn't it?
Yes, hip and core strength, being able to manage your base of support, you know, and know where your center of gravity is. So some of that, I think one of the best things you can do is dance. And it's one of those things people love to do, but don't do enough of. So if you do like to dance, keep it going, because it's one of the best training techniques and tools you can do to balance yourself and know where you are.
Jamie, you mentioned also that with being prepared for being ready and making sure that you don't fall and have better balance, there's some options out there with some of the other agencies in our community that you could maybe take some classes, some training that'll help you with this.
Absolutely. The Y right now, the YMCA offers two great classes, one called Enhanced Fitness that you must sign up for ahead of time. So if you're planning for that, go ahead and give them a call and they can tell you when the next section of that class will be starting. And that covers a little bit of everything, a little strengthening, a little balance. And then they also offer a specific balance class that's called Moving for Better Balance. It's similar to Tai Chi, if you've been ever exposed to any of those Tai Chi classes, which are great in retraining your balance.
Now, when we look at this also, though, we know that like physical therapy is a referred service from a physician.
Correct.
You don't just come in and see you guys. I mean, obviously people can stop in and see you guys if they have questions about it,
yes,
and then go to their doctors or whatnot. But if it is something that someone falls, maybe they had a little bit of an injury or something like that, and the doctor says, yeah, physical therapy is a good option, what can you guys do?
We see a lot of patients that have, we call it gait instability, or if you're walking and you're feeling a little more unstable on your legs, you're not quite as balanced as you used to be, you've had some falls with injury or without injury, if you're noticing that trend starting, stop it as soon as you can. So the earlier the better, we can intervene.
Kind of walking like you feel a little like you're not quite as stable as you used to be.
Right, if you're holding on to the walls or you're noticing yourself always kind of surfing across the furniture when you're up and moving around the house.
And I wanted to mention that you talked about this when we started, about it being kind of like a little bit for older adults. But, you know, if you start experiencing this at any time, look into it.
Right. And the sooner we can catch it, the better. So if we let it go too long, you tend to lose strength. And the strength takes longer to build. So if we can intervene early and start with balance retraining, gait balance, or walking, ambulation, retraining, stair training, all those things that you want to be able to do better and we want to keep you safer at doing, the earlier we can intervene, the better.
What are some of the best ways to get a hold of you guys at Active Physical Therapy, at least to find out more about what you do?
Well, you can get all of the information about us on our website, which is stayactiveup.com, and it'll list all four of our locations and give you addresses and phone numbers and everything there.
That's the comments of Jamie Green, a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.